I used to know how to make a flower. I used to know how to make a flower, to push its tendrils deep into wet earth. In those days, what we ate was simpler. It's like that again when the windows grow dark with a warm coat of brine and clouds perch and purge their anxious stomach over hills somehow pinched between great fingers like dough. I used to know how to make a handmade variety, yet there is still a tenderness like that gentle wet between a horse's teeth when you cut its mouth in your palm. There is the familiar way to draw a flower, a circle surrounded in curly loops alike the primitive doilies. To listen like a paper mache ear with wires sprinkling in and out is how we fared when the honey pear of paisley from bedsheets bled and moss grew in the green soul and shook itself from inside. A hog lies here on its side, the sunlight asunder. One frangipani sets on a wooden tableau. A fried fish plopped on a tray for us. The sweet, neat black water makes in animals that move broadly in deep ponds. The outdoor bake oven with its china and plastic vessels unmatched. The river in Iowa unfolds its antique diadem. It seems always the old colors are there on one side, the new colors buoyantly projecting onto the other. You unpeel first the tart shell like orange rinds and soft. There is a large family among us, but not between us exactly. When we sit together to eat on the green shores of a shrinking eternity, there is still a great tenderness, despite some differences. I used to know how to make a flower, I say. There is a film, if you want to watch, that might remind us of a past. When we talk about making a painting, some say, we also talk about making a new painting.